Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 11. So just like in the previous Mishnah, we gave a list of people that Chazal used to praise. They liked to praise them. Now we're going to give a list of people who were sort of given critiques, given criticisms for the bad things they've done. So Ve'ilu Leganai, these are the people who are singled out for criticism and for, that Chazal were not happy with. Shel Beis Garmu Lo Ratzu Lamed Al Ma'aseh Lechem upon him. The whole family of the house of Garmu, who didn't want to teach the process of making the lechem apanim breads, right? We know that the lechem apanim was made in a very special-looking way, almost like a box in a sense, and obviously normal bread does not stay up like this, so the house of Garmu had a special way of baking this, and they did not tell anyone else, so they weren't willing to teach that process, so they were frowned upon. Shel Beis Avtinas lo ratzu lelamed al ma'aseh haketores, the house of Avtinas didn't want to teach anyone the identity of the grass that they used to make, that they used to use in making the Ketores. And this was special because for some reason the special grass caused the smoke to rise in a straight column and not sort of like go all over the place like a regular smoke. And they didn't want to teach anyone what the identity of that grass was. Hugros ben Levi, Hayayodea Perek Bashir, the Lora Salamid, Hugros ben Levi, he knew it was some special way of singing. It had to do with he used to manipulate his mouth with his fingers, but he did not want to teach anyone else how to do it. Ben Kamtzar lo ratza lalamit al ma'aseh haksav, a person by the name of Ben Kamtzar, who used to write Hashem's name in a very special way, that he used to sort of like attach a quill to each of his four fingers, and therefore he could write God's name all at once. So this Ben Kamtzar did not want to teach the process of writing God's four-letter name with these four quills tied to each of his four fingers. To do it at the same time, he didn't want to teach anyone this process. So he was frowned upon. Al-Harishonim Ne'mar, regarding the first group of people, the Pasuk has said about them, Zichar Tzadak Levracha, that the memory of the righteous person is for a blessing, Val Ilu Ne'mar, but on the people we just mentioned, then the Pasuk has said, V'shem Rasham Yirkav, the name of the wicked shall rot. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph and also Perek Gimel, and God willing, next time we will continue with Perek Dalet, with Chapter 4, but for now we will stop right here.